This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Mark Ramirez is a former football player for the University of Michigan Wolverines, and he's not here to talk about sports. Well, we will just for a minute. You were right guard, right? You played. When did you play?
So I played the years 1986 through 1990 for the legendary Bo Schembechler.
So big guy. You were physically active. You pretty much ate whatever you wanted. You stayed healthy. Then you graduated, and without all those workouts and running up and down the field, you started to gain a little weight, starting to have some health problems as the years went by. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it was about 12 years out of college. I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. At that point, I was probably about 260 pounds. And unfortunately, I was taking 5 different medications. And it's no wonder because my entire family struggled, Lester, with diabetes, my entire family.
Yeah, it tends to be a genetic thing. I mean, my mother had it, and I understand what you're talking about. How bad did it get for you? You mentioned 5 medications.
Yeah, so in 2002 that I was diagnosed with the diabetes, you fast forward to 2011, and in that decade of having type 2 diabetes, I had also come down with high blood pressure, mm-hmm. high cholesterol, and I was taking 5 different medications for that. I was taking 2 insulin shots a day, 2 oral diabetic medications, a high blood pressure and high cholesterol medication.
But because it's a family trait, you know, a lot of people just say, well, this is the hand that I was dealt. But you were offered a gift of a video, and you watched this thing called Forks Over Knives. What is that?
So it's a documentary that chronicles two doctors, one who spent the majority of his career out of Cornell University, and the other who spent the majority of his career out of the Cleveland Clinic. And these two doctors, they're in their early 80s today, Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn and T. Colin Campbell. And what they ultimately reveal in all their years of research and study is how harmful animal foods can be to the human body.
That have an impact on you? What happened?
It absolutely did. So my wife and I, after a decade of being sick, taking these 5 medications, and you know, I need to mention too, Lester, that on top of the diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, I also had erectile dysfunction, I had psoriasis all over my scalp, I had heartburn all the time, and I was tired very often. So we watched this documentary, we read Dr. Neil Bernard's program for reversing diabetes, and these two actions changed my family's trajectory forever. Once we adopted this lifestyle in December of 2011, after, again, being sick for a decade, I was off all 5 of my medications in 2 months, and in 3 months, I had lost 45 pounds.
Now, you're off your medication. This is after you checked with the doctor, right?
Yes, working with the doctor and seeing my blood work. And again, as a diabetic, we're frequently checking our glucose levels multiple times a day, injecting the insulin. So I could see 3 to 4 days into this lifestyle of going plant-based, my sugar's just plummeting and really starting to lose weight, and I was feeling so much better.
Now, by nature, I'm a skeptic. I mean, I'm a reporter. So we've all heard about these miracle diets, these exercise regimes. How is this different than some of those?
Here's the funny part about this. In that decade of being sick, I had tried to count carbs, count calories, portion control, exercise more, eat less. And while I may have realized some benefits, I lost a little weight, or maybe I even felt a little better, I was never able to eliminate the medication. So it wasn't until I changed the food, went to and adopted a whole foods plant-based lifestyle that I started to see immediate impact with my results and ultimately eliminated all 5 of those medications in 2 months.
Now, I read in your bio somewhere that you had talked to your doctor earlier and you asked him when you first had to start taking insulin injections, how long am I going to have to do this? And he said, forever.
That is correct.
So when you came back to him and all these changes had taken place in your glucose levels, in your blood pressure and cholesterol, what was his or her response?
He was actually amazed because I did ask him, Doc, will I ever get off this medication? And he flat out told me, you're going to be on insulin the rest of your life. And so when I came back to him and said, hey, Mark, you're the poster child for a type 2 diabetic, and you are my star patient.
Everybody's metabolism is a little different. Is there evidence that everybody can benefit from these changes that you've made?
There is so much evidence. I mean, there's 5 different doctors that we love and follow and have been doing this for decades, Lester. This is not new information. But unfortunately, there's a lot of marketing about a lot of the foods out there that most Americans eat, fast food. I mean, everywhere you turn, there's marketing for all this fast food. And unfortunately, it's a lot of unhealthy food.
But I can imagine the meat processors and the pork industry and the cattle industry are not happy with you right now.
Well, you know,
and the dairy industry, and can I go on?
It's big business, right? And unfortunately, I have nothing against any of those industries, but what I do and try to promote is being healthy and seeing what has happened to me. And Lester, we've been having chickpea and bean. We've been having free meetings since January of 2015.
Yeah, tell us what that is. This is the nonprofit corporation that you and your wife started. What does chickpea and bean do?
Our mission statement is to help educate people about the power and benefits of a plant-based lifestyle. We've seen such dramatic change in our family here immediately. And I've also had so many other people since then that have adopted this lifestyle, Lester, that they've eliminated medications, lost weight, felt better. And we see so many people around us. And in fact, we are continuing this. And pretty much Chickpea and Bean is a nonprofit organization. It's my wife and I, like you said. I'm Mexican, so I'm Bean. She loves chickpeas, and she is chickpea, and thus we are Chickpea and Bean, and that's our website, chickpeaandbean.com. Everything is free on our website. There's nothing for sale. We're doing this to try and inspire others to really think about food as a way of healing themselves.
Now, I can see that you are thoroughly convinced that this is the only way to go. I wonder, though, if you think that someone could do primarily what you do, just cut back on animal fat, cut back on the cheese. I mean, is there a way to do this in moderation, or is the only way to get the kind of results you got is the way you're doing it?
I think, Lester, that if I had one burger a month or a little bit of animal product here and there, I might still be not quite as healthy, but I think that you could realize a lot of the benefits. However, I think about moderation, and I think about many of us struggle. A lot of this food is addicting, cheese in particular. I hear about cheese. Oh, my gosh. A lot of these foods are addicting. So what I tell people is if you can just figure out a way to cut it out. Plus, there's also so many substitutes for a lot of these products that are out there today that you can purchase.
We've been talking with Mark Ramirez about the health benefits he's seen by switching to a whole food plant-based diet. He's inviting people to see what it's all about. There's an event this weekend in Saline. You can get more information at chickpeaandbean.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Lester.